Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, did you guys hear that Fox News update? I think it was the very first. Man, the smoke is already starting to clear out here. Wow, look at that. Man, that is a beautiful sunrise. Right, there we go. There's the squirrel at 6:06 in the morning. Did you guys hear that Fox News update just a few minutes ago? Hania, this terrorist leader, the Israelis took him out. Hania. Oh, honey, did they know where you were? Oh, honey, they were able to take you. Was he the guy they took out in Iran? Like, on Iran, like, they were able to strike inside of Iran. Oh, honey, did you get wiped off the face of the earth, honey? Oh, man, oh, I'll tell you what, man, the Israelis, I tell you what, there's a reason they are our strongest partner in the Middle East right there. But, man, and then is the Biden administration, did they really respond with a message to Israel? Here you have the opportunity to send a strong message to Iran, a strong message to these terrorists out there that not only want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, but want to wipe America off the face of the earth as well. You have an opportunity to send a strong message and say, well, I guess they knew where you were at. I guess they had the ability to take you out wherever they want to take you out at. Oh, honey, I guess they knew where you were, honey. All right, let's move on. What are some of the other big stories we're going to get to? There's actually one story I want to get to here that I meant to get to yesterday on the show. You know, we were talking about this, the evil opening ceremony of the Olympics the other day. And it's interesting because it's not just Christians. You know, it's not just conservative Christians that are calling that that opening ceremony evil and hateful and bigoted against Christians. It's even like, you know, non-Christians. And even some people who identify as LGBT whatever are even criticizing that, saying, wow, look at the obvious bigotry that was just on full display. And by the way, these people who are lecturing Christians, oh, how dare you criticize that? Oh, how dare you criticize that? Well, you know, man, you look at the response to that whole story, and you can see that there are people who will call evil good and who will call good evil. Sometimes even people who describe themselves as Christians are out there calling evil good and good evil. It's almost like that's been predicted before. Where have we heard that prediction? Where have we read about that prediction that there will be those who will call good evil and evil good, and even those who describe themselves as Christians will describe evil as good and good as evil. But yeah, there's actually some folks in Hollywood. Michelle Polino had a great report for Fox News Radio. I had it queued up for it. I'm sure it aired during one of the Fox News updates throughout the morning yesterday, but I'm sure many of you also missed it. So I'll play that for you coming up here after the break. And then, man, we got a whole bunch of info that we could share with you. I say could because even with a four-hour morning show, we still never get to it all.
Securing America.
The Senate Armed Services Committee holding a hearing Tuesday to get the latest findings and recommendations from the Commission on National Defense Strategy. Commission Chair Jane Harman made this sobering assessment.
The threats to U.S. national security and our interests are greater than any time since World War II and more complex than any threats during the Cold War.
Commission Vice Chair Eric Edelman adding,
there is potential for near-term war and a potential that we might lose such a conflict.
He says we have not completely accounted for the partnership between Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. While Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi said that,
the commission report notes that our military capacity and capabilities are insufficient to meet the current requirements at acceptable risk.
He called for defense spending to return to Cold War era levels. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny skies across the area for today, highs range from about 83 in Bozeman to 90 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear skies with low temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine. Temperatures head up to about 92 in Bozeman, with highs in the upper 90s expected in the Billings area for tomorrow. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul.
Children. Oh, man, where are the white girls at? I think that was the most fun I've ever had for the entire 4 hours since we first launched this show, Montana Talks. Aaron Flint here. Man, if you missed 1 second of Tuesday's show, we had Laura Loomer on for the 9 o'clock hour. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was with us. Plus, Jeff Bridges. Man, what was up with Jeff Bridges? We were talking about the crazy white women for Kamala and more. MontanaTalks.com for full audio.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, somebody actually got fired over the Olympics. Did you guys hear about this? Somebody actually got fired over the Olympics. Do you think it was somebody involved with this anti-Christian, bigoted opening ceremony display? Do you think it was? Of course not. Of course, nobody was held accountable for that. Other than, you know, apparently some advertisers pulled out of the Olympics as a result. But no, nobody was fired for that. This was another story I didn't get to yesterday. Did you guys hear about this announcer, a veteran Eurosport announcer? The Daily Caller had this. I didn't get to the story yesterday, but a veteran Eurosport announcer was fired for making a joke about women taking too long to get ready after the Australian Olympic swim team took the gold medal in Paris. The BBC had this report on Monday. Bob Ballard said that the 4x100-meter freestyle relay team were finishing up, and he said, quote, "You know what women are like, hanging around, doing their makeup." As the team exited the pool deck, according to the BBC, Ballard, who has covered global sports since the 1980s, including numerous Olympic Games and World Championships, apparently laughed when his broadcasting partner and former British swimming champion, Lizzie Simmons, said his remark was outrageous. So because he made a joke about women taking too long to get ready involving a women's swim team, he's out. He's been fired. See, you can't make a simple little joke like that and without being totally kicked to the curb. But you want to mock the Last Supper? Look, I know they're saying, well, that was actually Dionysus and it was this other painting. Okay, go do a side-by-side of the other painting. Yeah, sure, that's what that was. Oh, yeah, sure, that's what that was. If you buy that excuse, you're either, you know, completely gullible or you're desperate to have an excuse to cover up for straight-up bigotry against Christians that was on display. But no, simple joke, the announcer fired. Announcer fired. And as I mentioned here, Michelle Polino, she covers Hollywood for Fox News Radio. She's great. We've had her on the show from time to time. She always talks about the shenanigans and the red carpet ceremonies at, any Hollywood event or whatever. But here's what she had reported yesterday. Let me see. Did I cue it up? I think I did. Yeah, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. I got to go back, pull it up here. Just give me 1 second here. Yeah, Michelle Polino from Hollywood. Here we go. Here's the Hollywood angle on the Olympics, and also shows that, look, it wasn't just Christians who said, okay, give me a break. What are you doing?
Candace Cameron Bure and fitness guru Jillian Michaels are joining other critics of the Last Supper-inspired Olympics opening ceremony drag show. Cameron Bure, a devout Christian, called the production downright disgusting. When people told her it was inspired by the Festival of Dionysus, she fired back, "He is a god of lust, insanity, religious ecstasy." She added she doesn't see how that is unifying the world around competitive sports. Michaels, a lesbian known for her role in the fitness reality show The Biggest Loser, took to X to criticize the ceremony for mockery of something sacred for over 2 billion Christians. A number of Christian groups spoke out about the ceremony. Olympic organizers issued an apology. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, see, that's the response. Now, it was supposed to be about this other painting that was celebrating lust and insanity. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, it sounds like a family-friendly event then. Yeah, it was celebrating lust and insanity. And they call you weird. And they call J.D. Vance weird. Don't they? Okay, if you missed the story that I opened up by talking about it, yeah, good news. Well, good news following the tragic news. Our friends in Israel and innocent children are still being targeted by these radical Islamic terrorists. But as expected, our friends in Israel have fired back. And the good news is these senior terrorist leaders have been killed.
Israel's prime minister had said the deaths of those 12 children on the soccer field would not go unanswered. Now top leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah have been killed over the course of 12 hours. The two targeted killings took place in Tehran and Beirut. First, Hezbollah's top military commander, Fouad Shukar, who Israel blamed for that rocket strike in the Golan Heights that killed 12 children. The State Department had put a $5 million bounty on his head. Officials say he played a central role in the killing of 241 American servicemen in the Marine barracks bombing in Beirut back in 1983. Then hours later in Iran's capital, the leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed just after the inauguration of Iran's new president.
Yeah, there you go. Haniyeh. Oh, Haniyeh. Did they know where you were at? Sounds like they took you out even inside Iran. Oh, Haniyeh. All right. Hey, some of you are struggling with pain. You know, you're still here, but you're struggling with pain in those knees, pain in your back, pain in your hips. You know, pain from arthritis can just be awful. Oh, honey, the pain in your knees. Bone-on-bone constant pain. Look, it's no joke. But there are some exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now here in Montana, and they use cutting-edge treatments that take your own body's healing properties and put them to work to get you healed naturally. You can get a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263 for QC Kinetics, and try to get over that that pain without surgery and without the painkiller drugs, too.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, the USDA recently extended that 60-day comment period for the latest Packers and Stockyards Act proposal by another 15 days. And Tanner Beamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it's not enough time for USDA to properly evaluate the rule. He says cattle markets are immensely complicated, and USDA is planning to make sweeping changes to those markets with only 75 days of public input. Now, the NCBA says that the proposed rule, titled Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets, is already a direct attack on producer profitability, and now the agency is running down the clock to provide meaningful input from cattle producers. In some other news here on this Wednesday morning, the U.S. Grains Council's 64th annual Board of Delegates meeting is taking place this week in Salt Lake City, Utah, with commodity sector meetings, panels regarding market outlooks, and the council's efforts to help promote U.S. agriculture's sustainability practices. Nathan Bohl of the North Dakota Barley Council and U.S. GC Barley Sector Director says, seeing people working all over the globe and the dynamics of what it takes to make trade happen is simply mind-blowing. Now, the meeting concludes today. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Lifestyle Video here in Billings. We just concluded our big summertime classic, record-breaking prices, and outstanding market. Our next sale is the early fall preview, which comes up on August 19th and 20th. That consignment deadline is right here at the end of the week on August the 2nd. If you want to be part of that gift catalog, get a hold of us at 866-616-5035. That's the Northern Livestock Video early fall preview consignment deadline this Friday, August 2nd. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
It's haying season in Western Ranch Supply Country, and we are your headquarters for baling twine and net wrap. Western Ranch carries twine for small square, large square and round bales, and net wrap available in 64 and 67 inch widths with rolls up to 9,000 feet in length. And don't forget, we carry a variety of moisture testers to help ensure you're putting up the best quality hay possible. Stop in and see us in Billings or Great Falls, or give us a call for delivery.
Well, National Beef Packing Company is the latest company to announce a settlement in an ongoing wage-fixing lawsuit. Now, the original lawsuit alleged that since at least 2014, the companies conspired and combined to fix and depress compensation to employees at about 140 red meat processing plants across the country in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. Now, the companies named in the lawsuit produce about 80% of all red meat sold to U.S. consumers. And finally this morning, the American Sheep Industry Association's Young and Emerging Entrepreneurs Group has received a grant in the amount of over $89,000 from the National Sheep Industry Improvement Center to develop a beginning producer education program. They say the program will incorporate online education, producer workshops, and an online forum. The online education module will closely follow the teachings of ASI's Sheep Production Handbook, while in-person workshops will focus on the six-state region of Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, since we just heard the Farm and Ranch report there, there's a guest opinion column at foxnews.com by Representative Lee Zeldin that I need to tell you about here. New York targets beef producers but can't meet its own climate goals. You remember Lee Zeldin nearly pulled off a victory as a Republican running for governor against now Governor Kathy Hochul. So I'll tell you about that story in a second. But first, you know, we were talking about the Olympics, a very nice finish. Big congrats out there to Catherine Burkhoff out of Missoula, Montana. Team USA shared it via X yesterday afternoon. Bronze Burkhoff. Catherine Burkhoff wins her first Olympic medal, taking in the bronze yesterday. And I saw that shared via X.com by Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy, who says, "Congrats to Catherine. You're doing our great state and our great nation proud." So anyway, there's some news out of the Olympics. Simone Biles also came away with the gold, I think, right? If I saw that headline out there, I don't know. You guys know me. I don't just sit and watch. I just can't sit and watch TV. I'm not virtue signaling. It's just, you know, I just don't like to sit that long. But anyway, back to this story here. Since we just heard the Farm and Ranch report, Lee Zeldin has a great piece at foxnews.com. As new reporting shows, New York's renewable energy plans have been decimated. So in 2019, New York State set a whimsical goal of reaching a renewable energy target of 70% by 2030. That's less than 6 years away, of course, right? But in a new report that serves as a devastating blow to Governor Kathy Hochul's agenda, the state now admits that they are on track to massively miss that target. New York is on pace to reach just a 44% renewables target by 2030. So they're going to miss their big target their so-called climate goals. But New York, realizing and admitting that they're not on track to meet their green goals, has not stopped them from trying to enforce those same goals on private companies. And as Lee Zeldin points out, this New York Attorney General Letitia James, who has been going after President Donald J. Trump as well, has been filing lawsuits against beef producers for allegedly misrepresenting the environmental impact of their production. So she's targeting the beef industry over climate. And as Lee Zeldin points out, the state of New York is expecting private companies to meet standards they themselves will not achieve. Just like Kamala Harris, they're going after beef. And remember, John Tester is the one who brought us Kamala Harris.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The militant group Hamas confirms the death of its top political leader in an airstrike in Iran's capital, Tehran, about 12 hours after the assassination of a Hezbollah leader in a drone strike in Beirut, Lebanon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he cannot confirm the strikes were carried out by Israel.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we keep things from turning into a broader conflict throughout the region.
Iran's supreme leader says the killing of a guest in his country will be avenged. Carrie Lake, endorsed by former President Trump, wins her Republican Senate primary in Arizona over Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we keep things from turning into a broader conflict throughout the region.
Congressman Ruben Gallego ran unopposed for the Democrats' nomination. Senator Kyrsten Sinema decided not to run for a second term. America's listening to Fox News.
I had this question this morning, although thankfully, man, I'm actually seeing blue sky right now. I can actually see the mountains. This is great. It's a beautiful morning. I did see via Twitter earlier, X, earlier this morning, the National Weather Service office out of Billings was saying that, yeah, there's a there was going to be some of the smoke clearing, but man, it looks like it's clearing possibly even earlier than expected here in South Central Montana, at least looking out our Montana Talks studio windows right now. What's it looking like outside your windows? I know we got, you know, Bruce and Ennis. We got great listeners in Butte, great listeners in Bozeman, Three Forks, you name it. What's it looking like out your windows right now? Speaking of Butte, the Butte Vigilante Rodeo and the legacy of Don Harrington. I've got a great write-up by Tommy O'Neill on our Montana Talks website right now, and a lot more to get to here. But let's see. Let me just roll into this right now. I had this question earlier this morning. Where is all the smoke coming from? You know, like especially as hazy as it was yesterday, I just kind of had this question. Where is all this smoke coming from? I think somebody asked me the question. Might have been John Jackson during one of our breaks yesterday on the show. Might have said, hey, where's all this smoke coming from? So I reached out to the National Weather Service office in Billings earlier this morning. And Todd Chambers, thanks to Todd Chambers for getting back to me, because I knew earlier in the year most of the wildfire smoke was coming from California. Oh, I'm sorry, it was coming from Canada. I know. Trudeau, Gavin Newsom, same thing. So a lot of the wildfire smoke has been coming from Canada. And what prompted me to think of Canada was I got a message from Sean and Shelby on our Montana Talks app yesterday, talking about how basically the Canadian federal government has been totally mismanaging fires. And he pointed to the Jasper fire in particular in a write-up by Rebel News, which seems to be like one of the only, reliable news sources out of Canada anymore, as they've basically turned all the other sources into government outlets, government propaganda outlets. But anyway, so I was asking this question, where is all the smoke coming from? Todd Chambers tells us this, the smoke over the past 5 days or so has mainly been from the West Coast, Oregon, California, and then Idaho as well, you know, a little more internally, with the Park Fire in Northern California providing a big percentage of that smoke. On the positive side, a weak cold front that has pushed through the area will bring better air quality today and tomorrow. That's the good news. So, yeah, that's the good news I'm already seeing with my own eyes out the studio windows. Now, the bad news is the smoke is likely to return on Friday. And I think I saw a tweet from the National Weather Service office in Glasgow. There's going to be triple-digit temperatures in eastern Montana coming up later this week as well.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. Some big news in the Montana power industry as Northwestern Energy announces it will take over Puget Sound Energy's 370 megawatt share of the Colstrip plant and do it at no cost. Company says it's the best way to keep Montana energy costs affordable, helping residents living on fixed incomes. Northwestern says if it were to build a comparable new energy source, like a natural gas plant, it would cost more than $700 million. With the earlier takeover of Avista's stake, Northwestern will now own 55% of the Colstrip operation. Bozeman's already busy traffic is throwing a new wrinkle at drivers this week as some of the more important freeway ramps in the Gallatin Valley receive some upgrades. Derek Wolf has more from Bozeman.
The Montana Department of Transportation began ramp work on Monday as they install new guide rails on I-90 through Bozeman. The work involves both the on and off ramps at the Main Street interchange. MDT is scheduled to work, so it's only happening during daylight hours. That way, both ramps won't be closed at the same time. Regular commuters and travelers are being encouraged to use the Bear Canyon and North 7th exits. The work is part of a larger project, which is expected to be done by late August. In Bozeman, I'm Derek Wolf, Montana State Network News.
Quite a surprise as cooler weather hit the Northern Rockies on Tuesday made a huge difference on many of Montana's fire lines. Combined with lighter winds, even some rain, that dangerous Black Mountain fire outside Lincoln didn't make a run on Tuesday. That's allowing crews to work on fire control, with the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff lifting Monday's evacuation order to an evacuation warning. Of course, the big concern continues to be, though, a return to hot, dry temperature. Some areas in western Montana will break 100 degrees again as we go into the weekend.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Just got a message that came in on our Montana Talks app. Hey, Aaron. This came from Jeff in Victor. Hey, Aaron, how about Camila and Camila? That's how I'm just reading it how it's written here. Anyway, how about Camila and her comments giving Israel permission to protect themselves, but they need to have a diplomatic solution? And then Jeff in Victor makes a very good point. Why doesn't she give her buddies in Iran a call and tell them they have 24 hours to release the captives or they will go extinct? Nah, see, she doesn't want to lecture her buddies in Tehran. Neither does Tehran John Tester. But by the way, I need to maybe some of you have some free time later today, and maybe you can pull this up for us here. I listened to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech last week while I was driving from Billings to Whitefish. But I didn't watch, the entire speech. I watched portions, but I listened to the whole thing. It was absolutely incredible speech. Somebody was telling me that when Bibi Netanyahu was calling out these radical left-wing protesters who are basically pro-Hamas, that liberal Senator John Tester did not stand and cheer like practically everybody else in that chamber, that John Tester sat down and basically sat on his hands. And it might be missing some more fingers after that incident. And it's like, wow, and of course, we all know why John Tester would do that, because they're members of his own party, his own Democrat Party base that he is relying upon in this November election here in Montana. That's who his party base is. He can't stand and cheer when the great, a Winston Churchill of our time, Bibi Netanyahu, is standing there calling out these people that are protesting on behalf of baby killers. And so John Tester, yeah. So anyway, if any of you have some extra time, maybe you can pull the footage from C-SPAN or something for us. They have a nice website where you can actually, clip everything out and then share the clips and everything like that. But anyway, back to Kamala Harris. Jesse Waters had a great opening monologue last night on his program on Fox News. I'll share just a portion of that.
Who is Kamala Harris? Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, I am radical. I do okay. believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Kamala Harris is a San Francisco radical, tagged as the most liberal senator to the left of Bernie Sanders. And if she gets her hands on America, she'll empty the prisons.
I absolutely am without any question committed to reducing the prison population. I'm not going to commit to a specific number because I want to make sure I can meet it. But I am committed to drastically reducing our prison population.
Kamala doesn't want to lock up more criminals, and the criminals who are already locked up, she wants to let them out early. And if you're on death row for murder, she wants to let you vote.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Kamala wants ballot harvesting inside of prisons. She also wants to defund the police.
It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Where do you stand on defund the police?
Right. So here's the thing. Defund the police. The issue behind it is that we need to reimagine how we are creating safety.
So when the prisons are emptied and the police are defunded, she wants to seize your guns so you can't defend yourself.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buyback means the government knocks at your door, takes your rifle, and mails you a tiny check. Your home won't be protected, and neither will the border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct. That is correct.
So it's not a crime to break into the country in Kamala's America. But if you do and you rape a kid, ICE won't pick you up because ICE will be gone.
I think there's no question that we've got to critically reexamine ICE and its role and the way that it is being administered and the work it is doing. And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Like I said, all you got to do with Kamala Harris is roll the tape. Air the freaking footage, and you can see how freaky her policies are. Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines at the, I think this was at the weekly press conference that they hold with Senate leadership. He says, if you like San Francisco politics, ding, ding, you're going to love old crazy Kamala.
If you like San Francisco politics, you got to love Kamala Harris. Going back to March 24th, 2021, Joe Biden appointed Kamala Harris the border czar.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle.
In fact, Here's the transcript of what Joe Biden said that day about his newly minted border czar, Kamala Harris. Quote, I can think of nobody who's better qualified to do this. She is leading the effort. She knows what she is doing. Well, clearly, she did not know what she was doing. And enabled by Senate Democrats, we've seen the border go from bad to worse. It's gone from a crisis to a catastrophe, and now 10 million illegal border crossings and counting. Undocumented immigrants from countries on the State Department's terror watch list. Undocumented immigrants on the FBI terror watch list continues to grow. An illegal who was released into the United States shot a San Antonio police officer with a long rifle this past weekend. We should expect nothing less because Kamala Harris has said numerous times, by the way, despite trying to scrub her record, she said, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. If anybody doubts that, take a look at her tweets when she was serving with us in the U.S. Senate.
It is wrong to somehow suggest that an undocumented immigrant is a criminal.
There's a reason why she was ranked the most liberal U.S. senator during her time in the Senate. By the way, they're trying to scrub that. That was on GovTrack. They're trying to get that removed digitally. But you know what gets worse? Do you remember that famous interview with NBC's Lester Holt? He pointed out to Biden's border czar, Kamala Harris, in an interview that she had not been to the border after she claimed she had. Do you remember her response?
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't.
So I brought along a little chart here. Washington, D.C. to London's about 7 hours. To get from here to McAllen, Texas, about 3 hours. I understand she's headed to Houston. Might suggest a trip down to McAllen, Texas, and check out the southern border. You know, there's a big difference, though, between Europe and our southern border. Because Joe Biden's border crisis is Kamala Harris's failure. And the American people are going to hold this administration and the Senate Democrats accountable this fall for their failures at the southern border.
All right, that was Senator Steve Daines. And yes, that was at the weekly Senate Republican leadership press conference as well. Since we're covering crazy Kamala's crazy policies here, I've got two more sound bites where she's backing gun confiscation and radical new gun control legislation and more. But let's take you to Kayleigh McEnany. She was on with Jesse Waters last night as well.
So we laid out pretty succinctly there the Kamala Harris record. Can she survive that scrutiny?
She may be able to, and here's why I say that. I just listened to the entirety of what you said, and that was clips of Kamala in her own words. And that came after me watching the 17-minute, I think that's what it was, Kamala rally. And I feel like I watched a case of identity theft. She has stolen the identity of a moderate, middle-of-the-road cultural icon and then fled to media fairy tale land where they will let her remake her identity. She talked about being a cop and locking up fraudsters and locking up racists. And then she moved to being this fearless California prosecutor in the tunnels with the cartels, leaving behind her whole record. This woman should be polling at 3%. She is not. This is why if you're in the Trump campaign, the sign on your door, the sign in the windows, the sign on the corkboards needs to be policy, policy, policy. Because what you just played, Jesse, is the key to success to beating Kamala Harris. Donald Trump's still the favorite. But you got to take this lady seriously because she's a totally different woman than the clips you just played.
Yeah, she's now she's saying, oh, no, she's not against fracking, when you can literally roll the tape and hear her talk about supporting a ban on fracking. But yeah, now she's claiming to be tough on the border.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Media will do their job. They will cover for her radicalism, her extremism. They will cover for her flip-flopping. They will go along with her lies and misinformation and propaganda. They will go along with her smears and slander. They will go along with her besmirchment of all things Donald Trump. They will do everything in their power, just like they did to help Joe Biden and cover for him in the 2020 election. and they will do everything in their power to help her get elected this year. They will help. They will do everything to cover all the information that we are unfolding in terms of the vetting of Kamala Harris. They won't do that job. They won't ask those questions.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about 100 bucks a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I just heard my drill sergeant's voice from basic training in there again. I can go all day, privates. We can do this all day, privates. We can go all day talking about the crazy record of Kamala Harris and Kamala's crazy policies here. J.D. Vance, he did a rally. I think it was in Nevada. I can't remember where this is from, but the Trump War Room shared this one via X. Here is a vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, President Trump's running mate.
She has the nerve to question our loyalty to this country, mine and yours. Did you see that? Now, here's what President Trump and I believe about loyalty. Loyalty to this country is closing the border, not opening it up. Loyalty is safeguarding Medicare for American citizens, not bankrupting it by giving it to illegal aliens. Loyalty is protecting Lakin Riley, not allowing an illegal immigrant to take her life. Loyalty is protecting children from fentanyl, not inviting the drug cartels to deal it on our playgrounds. Loyalty is serving your country in the Marine Corps, which is something that I did. Loyalty is taking a bullet for this country, which is something Donald J. Trump did. If Kamala Harris wants to see the face of disloyalty, she might as well look in the damn mirror.
Yeah, great response there from J.D. Vance to Kamala and her crazy policies. Like I said, we can go all day here. I mentioned that clip that I just played for you, shared via X by the Trump War Room. The Trump War Room also sharing this. Again, roll the footage. Kamala Harris in her own words here.
We who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence will finally pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
In her own words, and again, who is the person that brought us Kamala Harris? Who is the person that recruited her to run for the United States Senate in the first place? You're right. Liberal Senator John Tester. The same fake, phony, flip-flop, flat-top that voted in support of these radical anti-gun Supreme Court justices as well. Here's another clip of Kamala and her crazy policies from NBC's Tonight Show.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
Yeah. Great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks. A buyback program is a good idea. Now, we need to do it the right way.
And part of that has to be, you know, to buy back and give people their value, the financial value.
Look, first off, one of the things you can own that actually maintains value is guns. So they are actually stripping away not only your Second Amendment rights, but they're stripping away value and something that can be passed on through family generations as well. They just want to, you know, if you support the Second Amendment rights, they want to kick you right in the teeth. Hey, speaking of teeth, if you're somebody who's, you know, who's got a lot of challenges with your teeth, you're suffering with missing or failing teeth. I'm not just talking about one tooth or two teeth. I'm talking about you got just problems with your whole profile. Or you've got some loose-fitting dentures that just annoy you. You go out to eat. You don't want to order a steak. Well, you do want to order a steak for dinner, but you don't do it because you're afraid that, you know, you just can't do it with the dentures you've got on. I'll tell you what. Yellowstone Family Dental, if you get their dental implants, you'll have a whole new look, whole new confidence. And you'll have the confidence you can order that steak for dinner with their dental implants. That's how good these guys are. World-class dentistry right here in Montana. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com.